Blind Cool Tech, April
17, 2006. Blind Cool Tech.
I wanted to play with podcast stuff, okay?
Technology.
Hello.
Is anybody there? And blindness.
Ah, God. Who put that wall there?
Can all come together.
Hey, John. How you doing? I'm Larry Skukan, your host for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. I hope you'll join Jake and I for about the next 40 minutes while we take a walk down Frankfort Avenue in Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, little buddy. Jake sprang up when he saw my backpack. You guys have a good evening. Alrighty. Good doggy, little buddy. Got a couple of topics I want to chat with you today about. Good boy. Good doggy. One of them. Hold on. Good boy. We're going through this new area. We're actually in APH right now, which is American Printing House for the Blind, on Frankfort Avenue. They tell us we're supposed to pull these doors, so I'm pulling. Good boy. Everybody's just now getting off of work. They usually wait a little while, but I need to get home this time for various reasons. We're now in the lobby area, or the display room. Let's go straight. Good boy. Good doggy, little buddy. Squeaking. Let's go outside. You all have a good evening. Will do. Good boy. Ah, it's nice and cool out. Good doggy. Jake pauses at the steps. I'd say it's about 60 or so. Beautiful, beautiful day. It actually got hot this weekend. It was 93 Saturday, which is bizarre because Monday, I believe it was Sunday night, Monday morning, we actually had a freeze. The first couple of days of the week, it was one of these things where you had to wear a jacket in the morning, and then it was way too hot for a jacket in the afternoon. And then, good boy, we just took a left onto Frankfort Avenue. We're heading east. And then, Shelly's over there wanting to turn the air conditioning on in the house. And we hadn't even had the heat off for very long. I turned it off on April 1st. And man, I wished I didn't ever have to turn it back on. That is, I had some of the worst heating bills this year, and it's not going to be very inexpensive to correct the situation either. But anyway, Sunday was a little bit cooler, and spent the both days doing yard work and getting the garden dug up. Planted a few things in the garden, but we usually don't want to plant anything in this growing zone. Well, in Louisville, they say first Saturday in May is the golden time for tomatoes and such that you can pretty well be ensured that you're not going to get another freeze. Good boy, little buddy. And as I was thinking about the garden, I'm using the square foot method of gardening. And I remember Tiffany Black mentioning something about taking us on a tour through her rose garden. And you know what, Tiffany? I think that is a superb idea. In fact, I would really like to see some more hobbies and, you know, those gardening kind of tip things. I love to garden, but I'm certainly no expert. And I'll be glad to share any of the tips that I have, whatever they may be worth. Oh, little buddy, you clipped my hand on that. You know, I was talking with somebody the other day. I'm going to get back to more kinds of neat podcasts that might be some ideas that people would enjoy hearing. I was talking with somebody the other day, though. I am squeaking. And we were talking about dogs and their training, and both of us kind of made the observation that, well, I'll just tell you, in Jake's case and in Fred's too, I don't think, I may have actually given Jake one leash correction in his life. Yeah, maybe two. But especially after you've had a dog for, any amount of time, even just a few weeks, but especially after a few months, if the dog is behaving properly, you really shouldn't need to give it any corrections. Sometimes you have to verbally, you know, tell them to come on or step it up a little bit or something like that, but never, at least in any of the five dogs I've had. Because you really don't want to go around correcting them, and, well, of course, unless you really need to. But, you know, I think this clicker training is the right idea. You want to make it a positive experience. And that is why I don't mind when people pet my dog. And there's two things to say about that. One, you know, the dog really likes it. And if they can handle it, you know, why not? And, in fact, I think that they should be able to handle it even when they're working. You know, if the dog gets distracted, that might be time for a little gentle correction or a verbal correction. But that dog should be able to walk past somebody holding out a piece of bacon and jumping up and down and petting them. You know, you're supposed to be in control of where that dog's going. So, you know, this whole thing of don't pet my dog, I mean, I certainly respect people for having that attitude, and if that works for your dog, that's fine, of course. But I know with the dogs I've had, especially Jake, you know, I think they feel more part of the team, part of your life when, you know, if somebody wants to pet them, they can reach down and pet them or tell them hi or whatever. I don't think there's going to be any kind of issues with them transferring their loyalty over a petting or two. Good boy, Ford. Good dog. I'm walking a little slower than normal. I am sore. Between digging up that garden, doing a little mowing and weed eating and cleaning out the sunroom this weekend, I think I might just relax this evening. Although, actually, today would have been a better day to do some of that. I was all hot and sweaty Saturday. But anyway, on the dog corrections, you know, I really firmly believe that you're going to have a much better working dog if that dog enjoys doing it and feels some worth in doing it. I think I expressed my total amazement and delight at the way Jake acted. Jake, my dog, in case you guys don't know me, when we went to the CSUN conference. Why am I squeaking? You know, I could point in the general direction and you could almost feel the wheels clicking up there. He'd kind of jerk and head that way. And it was awesome. It was the perfect guide dog experience. Now, there was some cases there where he was acting a little nutty, and I don't know if that was just overwhelmed with all the activity going on there, all the other people and dogs, or just being in a strange place, but whatever it was, it wasn't too pervasive. For instance, I don't know if you heard any of the casts I did while I was out there, but he kept wanting to go to the right when we went out of the room, even though we never even once went to the right. Maybe that's what I should have done. I should have gone to the right just to show him there wasn't nothing that way. Wasn't anything that way, excuse me. But I didn't. And other than that, though, he was fantastic. And, you know, I think I showed you in that airport, probably the biggest mistake I made there was not asking for help sooner. I kept going back and forth over the same route multiple times and ended up with the same result. All right, little buddy. We hope you'll excuse the wind noise. It is a bit windy. Man, did we have a storm last night. I actually recorded it too, and I'll be playing that or posting that. I was listening to it today at work, just in the background, and wow, is that relaxing. A little rain, a little thunder. It was very nice. I might kind of use that as my background music. We're letting Jake stop and take a potty break here at the tracks. Funny thing, we were talking the other day about the Clifton neighborhood and the Crescent Hill neighborhood. There's a bus there stopping at the tracks. And there's a sign right here in this grassy area that says welcome to Clifton, even though it's 6 or 8 blocks into it. All right, little buddy. Good dog. All right, we're back on the side. I don't know if any of you guys noticed this or not, but in the CNI newsletter, the newsletter of the school where I got my guide dog, they are starting to do some specialized training using GPS and dogs at the same time. GPS being Global Positioning System, you know, the satellites, where you can tell where you are within a certain number of feet. And one of the casts, if you'll be hearing soon, if you hadn't already heard it, is a new one that Chris Grabowski did about version 3.5 of the GPS software from Sendero Group, which is the software that's running on the Braille Note family. Let's see. Okay. Good boy. Just go with the traffic. Good dog. And Quinn Lee did an excellent... Hop up. Good boy. So he was looking over there at that dog. I guess it's a dog in a farm. Good doggy, little buddy. She did a very nice job on another competing GPS system for blind users. One, actually, that one's also from Humanware now. It's called Trekker. Of course, they used to be, man, I lost the name of that, right on the tip of my tongue. Alright, we'll come back to me. George Pippa, Visuade, yes, okay. Of course, Visuade merged with Humanware last year, so they have both products. But if you hadn't checked out that one from that demonstration that Quinn Lee did, be sure and check that out. And also take note that that one, that was a bar to the right there, Long Shot Tavern, that one and the podcast that Krister Ekstrom did as the second part of the email privacy series, both were incomplete files, and I failed to check the ends of them. I'm doing that religiously now, so I reposted them under a slightly different name, so your podcatching software should go ahead and pick those up. The comment line. What happened, you guys? Didn't I say something? Is it my breath? Is it my face? No. Haven't got anything on the comment lines. And maybe people just don't like this new format. Like we play them at the end, or maybe y'all aren't liking the music superimposed over the messages, but... whatever it is, let me know and we'll try to make it right. I really enjoy those comments, and I know a lot of the listeners do as well. Plus, it's a great way for you to get your voice on Blind Cool Tech without having to have any special equipment. Or even a computer, for that matter. Of course, for the most part, you're going to need to have a PC to get this podcast, unless you have a friend that's burning them to CD for you. And I know there are a number of people doing that. And, of course, obviously that's fine. This material is copyrighted under the General Commons license, which means that you are free to use it and share it as you see fit, but if you do use it, you are required to just provide the source, you know, say where it came from, what it is. Don't steal it and say it's your own stuff. I know none of you guys would ever do that, but that's the way the Creative Commons is working. Okay, why am I squeaking? Talking about squeaking, I did notice a possible shortcoming of the Crocs. And I just happened to notice the other day that I've completely worn the tread off the bottom of the shoe already, at least in the middle part of it. So they're not apparently designed for long distance or many, many miles. But, you know, they're cheap enough that, you know, for $30, I guess you'd get a couple, three pairs a year and still come out the same as if you had a more expensive pair of shoes. I also realized yesterday as I was about to grab the lawnmower, even though the toes are protected on these, I wouldn't consider them protective enough to work with a lawnmower. I mean, I pretty much consider walking with these things as just about being barefoot with a little extra protection. Good boy. We are stopped at Ewing here. I guess I could have pushed the button, but looks like the perpendicular traffic has the light. They're coming across the railroad track over there to the left. You can probably hear. And that guy made a left turn. So anyway, on this thunderstorm, there was a little discussion on the list. Oh, before I get off the comment line, did I give you the number? 206-984-9203. Call in and give us a comment. Good, bad, or ugly. All right, little buddy. On this storm recording, I got a little bit of clipping, but it's actually a great recording. And I hope you don't mind me posting it into the main stream, so to speak, feed for the podcast. As I was doing that, I was actually thinking that it probably would be a good idea to have some sub directories or some sub RSS feeds for some kind of specialized content like that. But you know, we could break all this stuff up into specialized content. So I'd say for the moment, you know, if you guys do happen to catch an awesome recording like that one Neil did with the hail, that was amazing. I was kidding around with Mario today, telling him I was sort of hoping to catch a tornado, but not really. In fact, I was listening to that recording this morning, and I heard what I thought was the tornado sirens on there, but turns out it was a train you could hear all the way down at the tracks, and it was just, you know, giving a lot of gas trying to get some speed up. And man, that was a roaring rain and thunderstorm. But yeah, if you guys catch some natural events like that, that would be awesome. I do want to say too, as you submit podcasts, you know, we say on the page that we prefer 96 kbps encoded MP3 files, but it doesn't have to be that. In a lot of cases, you know, if you have something that the quality needs to be better, don't hesitate to put it up as 128 or whatever. In fact, I usually put these recordings of the walks up at 128. Not that I've got anything super special to say, but I think the quality and the realism seems to be a little better. And it's probably a subjective thing. You know, you always have to balance quality versus size. And you know, it's on the same token, if you're just doing a voice recording on a mediocre mic, there's really no reason to go to 96. You know, 64 or 32 kbps is actually probably plenty. Good boy, little buddy. So, you know, just use that as a guide. And if you can't create an MP3 file, you just don't have the knowledge, don't worry about it. Send up a WAV file, send up a WMA, whatever you got. We'll take care of encoding it into MP3. And, you know, there's no rule either that a podcast actually has to use MP3. We just have pretty much elected to do that on Blind Cool Tech just to make it compatible and simple enough for everybody to use. If you do send a WMA or a WAV file, I'll probably go ahead and encode it as MP3 unless you instruct otherwise. And you may have a reason for not wanting to encode into MP3. I mean, you may be actually displaying some aspect of WMA recording or compression that is superior or inferior to some other encoder in some way. And you need to demonstrate that, and that's fine. You know, we can put WMA files out on the cast as well. Let's see. I was also going to tell you what. Dog in that car. Someone today was telling me the Innovative Specialist microphones seem to give them more of what some of us have been referring to as facial vision. And I personally have not noticed that aspect of them. I think you can probably hear right now there's a building to my right. And if you really listen, you can actually hear poles as we go by on the left. But I think you're getting just as much of that with the church audios. The thing you're not getting with the church audio mics is the higher, brighter capturing of the sound. And I don't know if that's good or bad. Some people would argue that these Innovative Specialist mics are artificially bright. I don't know. Good boy.
No, not yet.
Good doggy.
Really?
Walked right in between two people sitting down in front of the coffee shop there. Really digging to see a dog up there. He's hitting my tail with his leg. I mean, my leg with his tail. Oopsie, we got a red light here? I think we do. Even though nobody's coming. There we go. Good boy. Someone was asking me on email. Somehow we were talking earlier about the subject of weight loss. And I do want to post this great cast that Lynette Tatum did on her podcast, Malin's Slice of Life. And thanks, by the way, Lynette, too, for the Our Space podcast. when I saw that name, I wasn't quite sure what it meant, but it's actually a much better name than I was coming up with for them. Good boy, little buddy. Jakey just walked behind a car. Anyway, Lynette's got a good cast on weight loss, and she gave me permission to run it here. I just hadn't done it yet. But someone was asking me if I had tried the Atkins diet. And I did try that back about 5 years ago. And I found that it really worked. In fact, I was able to keep the weight off for the longest and hadn't really gained back. I'm still better off than I was before I started that diet. In fact, I was amazed because as I got into about 6 months of it, and I was definitely doing a lot of exercise too, which I'm going to start back up with. I'm not talking about any little wimpy exercises either. I'm talking about the old hardcore sit-ups and push-ups. Amazing what those things do for me. But I found myself thinking, after I'd lost probably 20 or 30 pounds, how easy it is to get in shape. But now I see where people have the difficulty. It's really more, at least in my humble opinion, just getting started doing it. Just getting into a routine. Because it really is, you know, with a bookport or a good MP3 player and some music or podcasts or even the radio while you're doing your workout, there's really nothing to it. And I promise you, you actually feel lots, lots better. Muscles are tight all the time. You know, you don't feel this blah, blah stuff. So we got to get back on that and maybe have some discussions in various casts about, you know, what have you done that's effective in losing weight? And I will tell you, I'll be the first to tell you, I didn't really follow the Atkins diet strictly. I just decided to cut out carbohydrates for a while. I didn't follow all the rules or anything. I probably could have done better if I had. But, actually, the book I read that got me started along that direction, there's the church bells, was one whose name, unfortunately, I do not recall. It had something to do with carbohydrates, though, and it is available from Bookshare. It gave a lot of examples of people and what kind of diets they were using and how effectively they were able to lose weight. So this really wasn't, strictly speaking, the Atkins diet. It was a low-carbohydrate diet. And it was effective. Let's listen to those bells. If the wind wasn't blowing. Good boy, little buddy. Back on the sidewalk after the detour. They had a nice Easter parade here on Saturday on Frankfort Avenue. Shelley and Marley went to it. I probably should have gone with them, but I was busy. I've got to do another cast with Mars. She is talking so much well, just so much, period. so much more plainly than in any of the last ones. And like I've said, it's amazing to watch what a child can learn in a day or a week. Hello. You're a good doggy, little buddy. You're just bouncing, aren't you? Rob was telling me he was talking with a lady this weekend that lives in our neighborhood here, and she listens to Blind Cool Tech and walks along Frankfort Avenue all the time. And it's funny, we've never run into each other. Barbara, hey Barbara. If we do, I definitely want to get you on the show and find out how we've been missing each other. But Rob was telling me that she's interested in some recording equipment. She's a musician. In fact, Barbara, hey, please send us in some music that you don't mind sharing. A performance and an introduction. That would be awesome. Also, I don't know if you guys noticed or not, it's the funniest coincidence. Riz had sent in a podcast about a tour of his house, like we were talking about doing. And I just happened to get it and think, well, you know what? I've got an hour here where nobody's around. I might as well go ahead and do this one. So I did it. And this morning, getting ready to upload it, I'll be darned if I didn't have another one from Lynette. And I don't know if Riz did his on Sunday or not, but Lynette and I both did. And it was funny to have three of them show up at once like that. So let us know what you think. I mean, is this a dumb idea or kind of cool? I really enjoyed both the tour of Riz's place in the UK and Lynette's and the Big Apple. It's just not only just the you know, not just the descriptions of the rooms and stuff, but you know, like Lynette mentioned a lot of things about how you cherish space and value space when you're living in a big city like that. So that was I thought that was very interesting. All right, little buddy. We are about to cross Grinstead here. Good boy. There we go. I like to wait till a car comes from behind us to go, so I know that nobody's going to come flying around that corner. Good doggy. Good boy. Oh, one final thing before we go. I was mowing the lawn yesterday. I was telling Joe my neighbor had planted some flowers between that, well, right on the other side of the container or the retaining wall from her driveway, which is essentially my yard. And I accidentally mowed one over the first time simply because I didn't know they were there. And after that, you know, I can just put my hand down and see where they are. I wish she hadn't put them there, but they probably do look good. But you know what got me was she actually came and asked me not to mow that area anymore. And it, you know, it's just one of those examples of sighted people that think you're incompetent. I mean, yeah, I made a mistake. I cut down her flower, but I didn't know she had flowers there. You know, now that I know, it's no problem. So, I know that's a big topic, but it's an annoying one. Anyway, on a brighter note, let's hear some more feedback from you guys, and keep all those great podcasts coming in. This is Larry Skutkan signing off for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Y'all have a great one.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web. You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.